Good morning, this is Lauren and Georgia with your 11 a.m. headlines. In local news, Fraser Island, the world's largest sand island off the coast of Queensland, has officially been restored to its indigenous name, Gari. This comes after the Queensland Department of Resources received 6,000 submissions on their public survey to restore the indigenous name in August last year, where 70% were in favour. Traditional owners say it's been an 8-year battle to see the name return.
A fire on a charter flight preparing to depart Moranbah Airport has caused 77 people to evacuate the plane, thankfully before takeoff. The fire was reportedly burning in the aircraft's tail end and was extinguished before Queensland Fire and Emergency Services arrived on the scene. It is suspected that a fuel leakage into the plane's exhaust is the cause. Multiple passengers have come forward to say they smelled smoke while boarding the aircraft. However, nobody was harmed in the process of boarding or evacuation.
In national news, the Palaszczuk government has finalised the purchase of 52 new social homes and units across Queensland, with another 13 expected to be completed soon. This $3.9 billion investment for social and affordable housing is the largest in Queensland's history. Families and residents are expected to move into their new homes shortly after the completion of upgrades to 5 dwellings in Cairns, Scenic Rim, Moreton Bay and Townsville.
As more than 200 wind turbine components are transported across Western Australia over coming months, where drivers are warned of serious traffic delays. With some turbine pieces stretching as long as 36 metres, the 350-kilometre transportation route from Bunbury Port to Flat Rocks Wind Farm will be no small feat. Main Roads Regional Manager Andrew Duffield has warned that from Monday to Sunday, now until early August, the escort process will commence. The drivers will be travelling between 5 a.m. and late afternoon. Duffield suggests that people set to travel along Coalfields Highway or Albany Highway this winter must plan more time for their journey.
In international news, retired Australian F/18 Hornet jets are a step closer to joining Ukraine's war effort. International negotiations are continuing between Australia, Ukraine and the United States over the fate of the fighter craft, which could become Australia's largest ever single transfer of military equipment to a foreign power. The fleet of Boeing Classic Hornets were retired by the Royal Australia Air Force in 2021 after 40 years of service.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with a 10% chance of rain. It's currently 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 14. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach a 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.
You're listening to Talking Zeds on 4ZZZ.